Nail 04, Champ 402. This is Champ 402.
Roger, you are something to rendezvous. I'm ready to do it.
Okay, and we're about 90 miles out, and we're coming up on 112 radio. We're heading at 310 at the present time. Okay, 402 is a flight of 3 Alpha 7s. Yeah, 30 Mark 82 is instantaneous and 20 Mike. And plate time, we have about 15-20 minutes plate time.
Copy, 3 Alpha 7s with 30 Mark 82s and with 20 Mike. Request your mission number.
Roger, and our mission number is 1634.
Copy, 1634. Our target here, there's some high terrain off to the west, 2700. The winds at 7,000 are out of the northeast at 10. Your best bailout heading will be 270 at 11. And we do have considerable weather. We'll have to work in the hole in the mud.
Okay, if y'all rock your wings, I believe I got you. Hey, farm, I got you. And I have one F4 holding just below us.
Okay, the F4 should be Playboy.
Okay, Playboy, I got you.
Now, the F4, this is Playboy 1-2. Since you're interested, stuff under there is about 3,000 foot Florence. You could probably run a space out on this area. It's overcast right now. You can have a hard time bombing through this stuff.
F4, Neil, 05. Playboy, Neil 04.
04,
go ahead. Roger, do you suspect that we won't be able to put these guys in then?
I don't know, I was going to put my escort in at the rock guy, but there's no way you can see the target from on top, and you can't work under a 3,000 foot overcast.
Roger.
I was going to put it.
I'm off on the champs over the nail right now at this rendezvous, and it looks like we got a weather problem here. We're over the rendezvous now, I can move.
At champs, nail 04.
That's champs, go ahead.
Roger, so we'll hang on to you for about 5 minutes, and we can't see a reasonable way to put you in with the ordnance. We'll send you back to Hillsboro and see if they come up with them.
Okay, we're running a little short of time here, so if you can expedite, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, roger that.
Yes, this is Playboy. Can you space with those bombs to the thing?
All right, this or not.
Roger.
This is Miles, don't work commando nail called. Not me up here, but on a target that's about 30 or 40 miles from here if you've got nothing else.
Roger, that target's open. I'd like to just support this.
This is Eagle 1.
And that's over there, too. Let's go towards 010 at 45 again, that place.
Roger, 010 at 45.
And you might find your fuel. I think you're probably going to take this stuff back.
Check your 730.
402, DL4.
Go ahead, DL4.
Roger, we've got a new target for you. It will be 100/23 of channel 72, Hubby Vec 297, frequency Alpha Echo.
That's 100/23 off of 72 and Alpha Echo frequency and Covey 297.
Affirmative.
I'll try and get down there. Thank you.
Miles down at 904, you on this street?
Milestone, say again.
Roger, Miles down, nail 4 with an alternate target for you at 100/23. Channel 72, Covey Vec 297 on Alpha Echo.
And you won't ever make it down there in time, we'll never have that much point down.
Now, Milestone, Nail 4, clouds are pretty heavy in our area, you'll probably have to return with your ordnance.
How about Commander Nail 3, the clouds? That's a radar drop. Nail, let me give you the coordinates of the target that we got this milestone and see if it's the same thing we're talking about. We've got Whiskey Delvin 985-800. Damn, sorry, let's go Alpha Echo. Covey 297, this is Champ 402.
Roger, Champ 402, Covey 297, proceed to 100/239 at the miles, channel 72.
Roger, I understand, 23 miles.
That's affirmative, Bando. Say again, call sign.
Roger, Champion 402, and we're going to have limited play time due to change of target here. We have three Alpha 7s, 30 Mark 82s instantaneous, and 20 Mike.
Okay, gentlemen, you come right down and I'll put you to work.
Okay, real good.
Okay, that's for convenience. I'll give you a target brief. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Roger, your target for today is a supply area, and I have approximately three bunkers down here and about anywhere from 4 to 6 spider holes. Okay, your target elevation is 1,100 feet. And I have high terrain rising very rapidly to the north and to the south. Going all the way, you know, from 27 to around 3,200 feet. Our target is in a river valley. I would suggest a run-in of either 090 or 270, plus or minus 30.
I do understand.
And that's your whole discussion. Your working altimeter is 3001. Pressure winds seem to be predominantly out of the north northeast at 6 to 10 knots.
Okay.
In relation to ground fire, I've been over this target area approximately, you know, in 30 to 45 minutes and received negative ground fire. I've worked one set of litter within 6 to 8 clicks of here and received negative ground fire. However, be advised, this is a shit hot area. We have anything from pop gun, CPU 23 and 37, and I have quite a few people taking this here.
Sounds like a 105.
It sure is. So this is what I want you to do. Champion, I want your flight to take extended spacing. And when I put you to work, I want two men on downwind, or one at base on the guys on final, and everyone watching. If we get the guns to come up, we neglect our target and go after the guns.
Beautiful.
Every gun you get a bottle of it too. Secondaries, I'll throw a pizza in.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, I'm right over the target area. The weather here doesn't look too red hot. We have base that looks like Seal Stratus, starting around 5-5, going about 6-2, and it's about 3 to 4 inch coverage.
Roger.